DW Deutsche Welle. Living Planet. From DW Studios in Bonn, this is Living Planet. I'm Sonia Dean. On today's show, the wonders of wood. From building with it to burning it, is wood the key sustainable resource of our future? We'll explore how forests can support a bioeconomy, clothing and sheltering us.
Bio in the old Greek means life. So basically it's an economy based on life. Fossil basically means resistant to change. It means death, something that is fossilized. And now we are running our economy based on fossil-based resources. Petroleum for energy, but petroleum also for our textiles, plastics, concrete and steel are non-renewable. So basically the bioeconomy is a paradigm shift.
We'll travel to the woods in Germany, where sustainable forestry is providing the raw material for multi-story buildings. And we'll visit an orchard that is closing the loop by using biomass for energy. All that and more here on Living Planet. Illegal logging in Brazil's Amazon rainforest continues to drive lawlessness that is behind dozens of killings there every year. Over the last decade, more than 250 known wood-related murders occurred in the region. And a recent Greenpeace report has revealed that wood in the supply chain today can be traced back to murder. The Brazilian government accuses a timber baron of hiring paramilitary to torture and kill 9 people in villages in the state of Mato Grosso to clear the way for illegal logging. And that bloodstained timber is being sold in the United States, Canada, Japan, and Europe, Greenpeace says. But would people actually buy bloodwood if they knew the truth about its violent origins? Irene Banos Ruiz asked customers at a hardware store in Bonn, Germany.
If I wouldn't be informed that this wood comes from there, I would be really angry.
I would not buy it.
Oh, I would not be pleased.
Oh, that would be bad. You know, I wouldn't buy that at all if I know that fact.
Well, that sounds like a resounding no, which is what you might expect. Most people would not want to support murder. The thing is, how can anyone be sure the timber they're buying is not linked to illegal activity?
There's not information available. So normally the consumer will not just look for the information before we buy it.
I don't know if it's really written down on the price where it's coming from, but if I see it, I wouldn't buy it. But if it's not written down, I cannot see it. I don't know.
There are, in fact, ways to determine the source of your wood, the simplest being a quick check of the product's timber certification. This consists of a seal or label that attests to the origin of the wood, which is usually validated by a reliable third party. Some of the consumers we spoke with were already aware of this.
Normally it's labeled with some signs on it.
Certification is the number to choose.
I look at the description of the wood. I ask the person.
I look if there's a seal or something like that, and then I just buy it.
But nothing is foolproof. There are a lot of middlemen involved in the process between the point where a tree is cut down in the forest to where it arrives in the form of a timber product, such as wood flooring, at the local hardware store. Piles of paperwork and language barriers complicate the situation. Even the wood companies themselves aren't always aware of the exact origin of their products. So consumers admit that ultimately they have little choice but to trust the information available at the point of purchase.
I would ask the guys where the wood comes from, and I hope it's assigned also on the wood. And then at the end of the day, you have to trust. This makes it a little bit difficult.
Greenpeace says wood suppliers should also investigate the source of their wood and hold certification schemes responsible. Consumers can do that too. Hopefully, that will be enough for those villagers in Brazil. Irene Banos Ruiz talked to those consumers in Germany reacting to accusations of illegal logging in Brazil. European forests present quite a different picture than the vast primal rainforests of the Amazon. I caught up with Mark Palahi, head of the European Forest Institute, at the recent inauguration of their new office in Bonn. I started off by asking him, what's the state of European forests?
I think if you compare European forests to forests in other parts of the world, it's in a very good state. Forest area has been increasing almost by 20-30% in the last 3 decades. The forest biomass, the stock of biomass in our forest, has also been increasing. And this is a totally different trend compared to other parts of the world, like the tropics, where still deforestation plays an important role. The challenge we face now is that the impacts of climate change and increasing risk like droughts, forest fires and storms are becoming more and more clear how they affect our forest. So this means that we need to act in terms of forest management and in terms of the right policies.
Why should Europeans care about forests?
Well, we get our water from our forest. Forests sustain life, biodiversity. They help the sustainability of our soils. So basically, we could say that forests help to sustain life in our continent and help life to adapt to change. This is one of the main reasons. The second reason is that European forests are the most important sources of renewable biological resources. And we will need renewable biological resources in order to replace the existing petroleum-based steel and concrete if we want to address the problem of climate change.
You've promoted wood as a sustainable building material. Could that really work and how?
Well, it's already working. So basically wood is the most important, the most significant construction material that is renewable. There is no other one. And just to give you an idea of the importance of shifting the current construction sector, construction sector, which is economically very relevant, 10% of the GDP, but is responsible for more than 30% of the CO2 emissions, 50% of all the raw materials that are used, and 30% of all the waste that we generate. And what wood offers is to utilize a renewable resource. Basically, we can use wood, and by using wood, what we are doing is capturing carbon from the atmosphere, because what trees does is they take CO2 from the atmosphere, transform it into biomass. And if we use wood for construction, what we are doing is to store carbon into a sustainable long-term product.
Now, we've also reported on how tree plantations are not the same as forests, and that forests, especially old growth forests or primal forests, have this incredible biodiversity that new growth forests don't. So you talked about the increase of biomass in Europe, but what about the quality of the forest, the biodiversity characteristics?
Yes, you're right. And I think we need different types of forests for different purposes. So plantation forests can play an important role as a main supplier of renewable biological material. But at the same time, we need to ensure that the few old forests we have in Europe, because in Europe we have very few old forests, are preserved because they host specific types of biodiversity. But at the end, in our European forest, which has been highly, let's say, humanized in many ways and used for centuries, I think what we need to find is integrated approaches, compromises, where we integrate biodiversity as one of the forest management goal in forests that we manage also to provide wood for a bioeconomy. So to internalize these bioeconomy goals, and there are ways to do it. We have been conducting some research studies, how you can, in the daily operational management, you can take into account issues like leaving here a rotten tree, or they're preserving specific trees that you don't cut for you know, enhancing biodiversity of specific insects. So there are ways that you can also find a compromise between using the forest for wood and at the same time preserve biodiversity. And I think this is basically what we should do at the European level, because of the characteristics of our forest.
I keep hearing this word bioeconomy, and I think it's not a word that's common for the average person. What is bioeconomy?
Look, bio means life in the Greek, in the old Greek means life. So basically it's an economy based on life. Fossil is basically means resistant to change. It means death for something that is fossilized. And now we are running our economy based on fossil-based resources. petroleum for energy, but petroleum also for our textiles, plastics, concrete and steel are non-renewable. So basically the bioeconomy is a paradigm shift. It's tried to prosper by using renewable resources instead of fossil and non-renewable resources.
How do you think you can get people interested in forests? Because we also, as media, find it's not a top topic, really.
Yes, you're right. I think there is a, especially with highly urbanized societies, we are really disconnected, not only to forests, but to nature in many ways. And I think a good way would be, for example, to show within cities all the materials that are coming from our forest, intangible, like water, for example, oxygen. I think that forests are the main source of oxygen for us. I think it has arrived the time for forest. I see that forest in the future will wear us, will provide us shelter with the buildings. They provide to us food, they provide water and biodiversity. So I think, and at the end it's very natural. Forest, if you look at forest outside, they are the main biological infrastructure in the planet. So it's very natural that at the end we know how to use this natural infrastructure that our planet offers in order to accommodate our prosperity.
That was European Forest Institute Director Mark Palahi.
Ich hol mein Holz. Okay, der Song beginnt und er bekommt ein Thema. Ich hol mein Holz. Und das Thema heute, es heißt Holz. Ich hol mein Holz. Holz sieht sehr schön aus, Holz ist vielseitig. Ich hol mein Holz. Du kannst es verbrennen, du kannst es sägen. Ich hol mein Holz. Ja, wenn du es verbrennst, dann spendet es Wärme. Ich hol mein Holz.
This is Sonja Dean. You're listening to DW's Living Planet. In case you're just joining us now, our show today is all about wood, wood, wonderful wood. When you think sustainable building, wood isn't necessarily the first material that comes to mind. Earlier in the show, we looked at how logging is associated with deforestation. But what if secondary forests, like those in Central Europe, were sustainably managed and the wood extracted from there equal to the wood replaced? I was so fascinated with the idea of wood as the sustainable building material of our future that I wanted to further explore the topic. I started off in the woods, here in Germany. The chilly air of early winter nips at our noses. Although it's not raining today, the ground is still very wet. I inhale the sweet smell of decay. It's a good day to be in the forest. Although the lush green days of summer are now a distant memory, early winter has its own charms. Wan sunlight highlights the golden hues of the last remaining leaves in these trees, in a so-called mixed forest, as forester Bernd Sommerhäuser explains.
Also wir befinden uns hier großräumlich im Naturschutzgebiet Siebengebirge.
We're here in the Siebengebirge Conservation Area, in a diverse forest with various kinds of trees. We've got oak, ash, sycamore, chestnut, locust, beech, and the conifers, spruce, fir, pine. There's quite a lot of biodiversity here. At the same time, these trees are also used in forestry. They'll be harvested for wood.
Waldbaulich genutzt, wird also auch Holz geerntet.
The story of forests in Germany, and indeed most of Central Europe, is one of intensive use over time. As the human population grew over the millennia, people gradually cleared the vast forests that once covered much of the continent. The forests grew back and were cut down again. People have lived with and off the forests here for centuries. And now they've also come to do so sustainably.
In einem Satz zusammengefasst, es wird im Wald nicht mehr genutzt als nachwächst.
What's used from the forest does not exceed what grows back. Constant conservation is the goal of sustainable use. Every year, a certain amount of wood grows here, and so we can use this without endangering the forest.
Ohne den Wald in seinem Bestand zu gefährden, nutzen.
Indeed, unsustainable harvesting of wood has historically been, and in many regions still is, a major cause of deforestation. Once upon a time, wood was a primary building material across much of the world, but that eventually changed in the West. Architect Arnim Seidel explains.
Es hat seinen Niedergang, diese große Kultur des Holzbaus.
This great wood-building culture can trace its decline back to industrialization. Steel and concrete were the building materials for new functions of the 20th century. Wide bridges, tall buildings, heavy loads. That became the first choice, and wood came to be seen as backwards.
Das war damals die erste Wahl. Holz galt als rückständig, überholt.
But using wood to build can be sustainable. In fact, wood is now enjoying a resurgence as a building material and is even being touted as the more eco-friendly choice. Materials like steel and concrete require massive amounts of energy to produce and also are transported over long distances. This contributes to climate change. But local, sustainably harvested wood has a much smaller carbon footprint than these more modern materials. And using wood in buildings also helps to sequester carbon dioxide.
Das Holz ist ja gespeichertes CO2.
During photosynthesis, CO2 is taken out of the atmosphere and is stored in wood. And when we build with wood, we can conserve this stored CO2 for a longer period of time and not emit it into the atmosphere.
Konservieren und geben es nicht an die Atmosphäre ab.
Wooden skyscrapers are already springing up in countries like Canada and the United States, as well as in cities across Europe. Seidel describes these as lighthouse projects for sustainably building with wood. And though they only represent a small portion of the total construction with wood, he believes this is just the beginning. Currently in Germany, about a quarter of residential homes and apartment buildings are being built out of wood. Indeed, not far from the mixed forest in the conservation area, a house made mostly of wood is currently under construction.
Unser Ziel, unser Wunsch war es, ein nachhaltiges Haus zu bauen.
It was our goal to build a sustainable house. Sustainable in the sense that it's made of sustainably harvested wood, which protects the climate, but it's also socially sustainable. It's handicapped accessible, so it will allow people of all ages to live together here.
Dass Familien mit Kindern oder auch alte Menschen hier gemeinsam wohnen können.
That's Susanne Roth. She's among a group of people building this multi-story apartment building outside of Bonn, Germany. She'll live and work here once it's finished.
Dass ein Haus aus Holz ist, bedeutet ja nicht, dass da Baumstämme übereinander
gestapelt sind. A house made of wood doesn't mean some kind of cabin made of stacked logs. Rather, in modern wood building, we work with so-called composite wood products. That means wooden panels and particle boards made of sawmill waste, not those huge logs we know from the Wild West.
Die massiven Baumstämme, wie wir die aus dem Wilden Westen kennen.
Standing on the third floor of this apartment building, there's not a lot of wood visible. But within the building, which consists of 8 apartments, are 190 cubic meters of wood. This amounts to 190 tons of CO2 pulled out of the atmosphere, which is equivalent to taking about 40 cars off the road for good. This building is intended to last 80 to 100 years, which is about average for all modern building materials currently available. And there's no need to fret about safety. Buildings made of wood meet Germany's strict fire codes and are just as robust as buildings made of other materials. Wood has many benefits when it comes to construction. It's relatively lightweight and flexible, but also strong. It can handle a lot of push as well as pull at the same time. Wood can be molded into various shapes and is easy to transport to construction sites, making it ideal for quick assembly. Plus, it's not only energy efficient, but also creates a cozy living environment, as Susanne explains.
Nirgendwo läuft man so schön barfuß drüber wie über einen schönen warmen Holzboden.
If you're barefoot, there's nothing so pleasant as a nice, warm wooden floor. And we added wood to the visible surfaces so we could see more of it. Wood is a wonderful material and I'm happy to be surrounded by it. It also smells nice. These are the things I really love about it.
Also das sind alles Aspekte, die ich sehr gerne mag.
So wood is all well and good. Or is it? Critics point out that wood is only as sustainable as its harvesting process, and that depends on sustainability certification schemes, which can have holes. In Germany, the claim is that all wood is sustainably grown, but what happens when demand exceeds supply? Wood would need to be imported, posing new problems when it comes to assessing the reliability of the sustainable source, as well as the carbon footprint involved with transport. Then there's the limited amount of time the carbon in wood is locked away. The wooden buildings would need to be reused to actually take advantage of the carbon sequestration benefit. And importantly, a tree farm is not the same as a forest. Old-growth forests are complex ecosystems where woody matter needs to stay and decay, providing habitat and a life source for other organisms. Back in the conservation area, Forester Sommerhäuser believes our changing climate presents new challenges for the management of these secondary forests.
Wir haben schon Klimaerwärmung, das ist ja Fakt.
Climate change is happening, that's a fact. We have severe storms, increasingly heavy rains, especially in winter. Considering climate change, it's better to use the forest. If we were to leave the forest over to itself here, it would normally develop into a stand of pure beech trees. Since biodiversity is important for conserving forests affected by climate change, that would be counterproductive.
Im Hinblick auf eine zukünftige Erhaltung des Waldes wäre das kontraproduktiv.
And what about the cost of building with wood? The price tag of the apartment building that Suzanne and her community are building comes to more than 3,700 euros per square meter. That's more than twice the average for building a new home in Germany. So is building with wood a luxury niche reserved only for industrialized countries with heavily managed forests? Architect Seidel doesn't think so.
In my view, it's no luxury to provide affordable housing with local materials. To achieve a dignified roof over people's heads with sustainable wood as the building material, I think that's exciting.
Mit Holz, mit nachhaltigen Baustoffen. Das finde ich spannend.
So maybe it is possible to build sustainably with wood. But what about burning wood as fuel? Wood fire has a primal appeal, but it's unsustainable, right? It seems society has been progressing away from wood as fuel and toward renewables like solar and wind. But wood is renewable, after all. The European Union's Renewable Energy Directive has since 2009 required member states to increase the use of renewables and supply minimum 20% of their energy needs by 2020. To meet this target, EU countries have rediscovered wood as fuel. Naturally, conservationists are concerned that this new hunger for wood will have disastrous consequences for forests. Not to mention the climate impacts of not only deforestation, also carbon emissions from burning wood. And don't forget air pollution. But is using wood as an energy source really such a bad idea? Bridget Osterath traveled to a small town south of Bonn to check out an award-winning wood-based renewable energy project. Sarah Steffen presents her report.
On these fields here, we do our test runs. Straight ahead, you see our orchard fields with a lot of apple trees. Over there are our pears, and we also grow cherries and plums.
Und wir haben aber auch Kirschen, Pflaumen auch im Anbau.
That's Ralf Puder. He works at a field station of Bonn University in the town of Rheinbach, in the middle of one of Germany's biggest fruit-growing areas. He's a researcher for renewable resources. And it's here where he discovered a major source of renewable energy.
Und diese Bäume müssen halt regelmäßig.
Those trees have to be cleared on a regular basis, and we can use this waste to generate energy.
Entsprechend energetisch verwenden.
Fruit farmers have to tear out old trees every few years and plant new ones to keep yields at a high level, says Puda. Typically, a farmer would stack up this wood waste in the middle of his field and simply burn it to get rid of it. But why not use this biomass to generate heat, Puda and his colleagues wondered. Puda walks over to an open building with a glass roof. There's a big mass of shredded wood in bits and pieces, pretty much all parts of a tree, including its roots.
Und hier stehen wir jetzt vor einem Berg von 2 Hektar Apfelbäumen.
This pile here consists of waste from 2 hectares of apple trees, 35 tons in total. As you can see, the material is bone dry. That's why it's perfect to be used in our heating plant.
Wir können damit hervorragend in die Heizungsanlage gehen und das so dann als Material verwenden.
That plant is just a few meters away. It's the heart of the whole renewable energy project. A red furnace, about 3 meters tall, burning the wood waste. Its output has become the sole source of heat for the whole campus.
Wir beheizen unsere 5000 Quadratmeter.
We heat our greenhouses with it. Those are 5000 square meters, plus our seminar house and a few office buildings. So in total we heat almost 6000 square meters. But you have to keep in mind that greenhouses need a lot of heat, much more than office buildings.
Gebäude vergleichen kann, weil sehr viel Wärme benötigt wird.
He says the same amount could heat up much more square meters of regular houses and office buildings. Pude opens a hatch and takes a flashlight to shine into a very dark compartment. Inside, there's a heap of very fine black ash.
Diese Asche können Sie also dann wieder auf dem Feld als Dünger ausbringen.
They will later disseminate that ash in the fields as fertilizer, he says. Critics say that while using wood waste as fuel might have some potential, it's very limited. It won't help much in curbing greenhouse gas emissions. But Pude and his colleagues say it's definitely a start. They have calculated that up to 3,000 tons of dry wood biomass accumulates each year in the region. In total, they could generate the same energy as about 1,600 tons of fuel oil. Others have already taken up the idea.
Um uns herum können Sie mittlerweile schon mehrere Landwirte.
Around here, several farmers and tree nurseries have started constructing such heating systems to make use of their biomass. And the township of Rheinbach plans to implement the concept in a new industrial park, which they also want to heat with biomass from orchards.
Dieser sowieso vorhandenen Biomasse wird zu versorgen.
By now, biomass accounts for about two-thirds of the EU's renewable energy consumption. About half the materials used for that are wood and wood products. But conservationists fear the new hunger for wood is driving deforestation. They criticize whole forests are being chopped down, simply to end up in the furnace. Pude says that apart from wood waste, trees should not go up the chimney.
Ja, also Holz ist eigentlich viel zu schade zum Verbrennen.
Wood itself is much too precious to be burnt. The material is so interesting and so complex that you can produce much more high quality products out of it.
Und auch eine höhere Wertschöpfung aus dem Material ziehen kann.
Growing trees simply to burn them as fuel substitute would be a waste, he says. When Pude goes home tonight, he will also light a fire. But only with wood waste he has collected from his own orchard.
Sarah Steffen with that report by Bridget Osterath. And that wraps up our show all about wood for today. Catch other episodes of Living Planet on iTunes and SoundCloud. For more important environment stories, visit our website, dw.com/environment. Our program today was produced with the help of Ileana Ghilarducci, Inika Mules, Sarah Steffen, and Jürgen Kuhn. If you have feedback for the radio show, email us, livingplanet@dw.com. Find us on Facebook and Twitter at DW Environment. I'm Sonja Dean. This was DW's Living Planet. Till next time. Your love.